It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. That's me, by the way. I want to talk about how to become a long-haul youth worker. So a friend of mine, Danny Long. Hey, Danny, don't know if you listen or not. He recently announced that he was becoming the senior pastor at his church, which I've known was coming, kind of likely coming for years. And I'm stoked for him and his church. But I'll tell you, the reason I'm telling you this today is a youth worker becoming a senior pastor isn't a particularly remarkable story, even though Danny's story is great. What's really remarkable about Danny's story, though, is that he was the youth pastor at his church for 29 years. And Danny would be the first to tell you that the benefits of longevity are almost innumerable. But I'm not going to focus on the benefits of longevity in this episode. Instead, I want to focus on how to achieve it. And I'm going to be brief. This is going to be a shorter average, maybe, or a shorter episode. Maybe it's 4 minutes with Marco. I've got 12 quick thoughts. One, embrace humility. Ask people to hold you accountable to this. Two, have intentional conversations with youth workers who have stayed in one church for 10 years or more. Seek their input. Three, make a list of the reasons why longevity is valuable. Put it out and pull it out and read it from time to time. Four, get over yourself. You are not God's secret weapon or God's only option. Five, ruthlessly develop intimacy with Jesus. Only when you are deeply connected with Jesus will you be able to set aside your ego and weather the temptations to seek greener grass on the other side of the fence. Six, remind yourself regularly that your calling does not come from people, but from God. Seven, decide how you will measure your success. Bad measurements of success are a big program and lots of ego strokes and buzz and impressive numbers, all nice things, but not good measurements of success. Good measurements of success that are the faith of former teenagers when they're in their 20s or 30s. Only longevity allows you to really see that. Or volunteers who are so fulfilled in their work in the youth ministry that they stay for years and years. Eight, consider the cost to your church, the teenagers you serve, your family, and your own soul of constantly looking over the fence for something better. Quote, better. Nine, steer clear of power. Power corrupts your calling and falsely inflates your sense of importance. 10, value faithfulness over influence. 11, cultivate a life outside of youth ministry. And 12, be ruthless about establishing and honoring a sustainable rhythm of silence and solitude. That list is a big mouthful to swallow, but there's some good stuff there, and I believe every single one of them to be true. But let me narrow it down a bit. And I'll do so by making a potential overstatement, because I always use hyperbole. I've never met a full-time paid youth worker who stayed in the same church for over a dozen years who wasn't humble. Arrogance is the greatest enemy of longevity. It's not that every youth worker who changes job is arrogant. I'm not saying that. But I sure have met my share of youth workers who move because they think they're too good for their church or their church isn't good enough for them. Frankly, if you're arrogant, you probably wouldn't even be able to conceive of the value of longevity. But those humble, grounded, steadfast youth workers, they might not be flashy, but then that's a good thing. Consider this from Psalm 25:9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Or from the MYWV, that is Marco's youth worker version, God guides the humble youth worker and teaches them to stay.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.